the intensity of her glare. "Howler," she snapped, "do you feel something strange?" Bad move, that. It encouraged the stinky little wizard to open his mouth. A grand howl ripped out when he did. Catcher had stopped right above some of the Proper and Dradras fugitives. They were very nervous men. The first fireballs up illuminated the carpet well enough for other snipers to take better aim. Hardly had Howler gotten his mouth under control than a fireball winged him. He shrieked again and lost his concentration. The carpet began to slide toward the ground. Soulcatcher cursed in a cranky old man's voice, fought it. A fireball nearly parted her raven hair. Enraged, she opened her mouth to pronounce some deadly retribution. The carpet began to fall. Catcher shrieked in frustration, threw out a booted foot, and pushed Howler off the edge of the carpet. He yelled angrily. Catcher grumbled an unfriendly goodbye. The carpet stopped falling. Muttering control spells, Catcher got it moving again. The boys on the ground never stopped sniping. A fireball passed through the carpet between Soulcatcher and the Daughter of Night. Kina, while unable to catch up and hammer Catcher, seemed to be aware of events. A whirlwind of rage filled the shadow world. A glimmer of the multi-armed idol began to show through on our side. It never coalesced completely, but did materialize enough to send the Taglian loyalists running whatever direction they happened to be facing. Howler howled. He plummeted toward the earth. He was always a lucky little shit, and his luck held now. First he plunged through the branches of some heavy evergreens. They whipped the pudding out of him but slowed his fall. Then he smashed into a hillside still covered with unmelted snow. That was deep enough that he vanished into it. I had not one doubt that he would be up and dancing like a dervish before lunchtime, and likely in a mood to show Soulcatcher just how much he loved her. I sniffed around for a few minutes, marking the spot. Howler did nothing. I figured I had better go try to wake up. This looked like a once-in-a-lifetime chance, either to recruit a first-line wizard or to put him out of our misery forever. I suspected Croker would prefer the latter option. We'd had too many unfriendly encounters with the Howler over the years. Did I mention Howler's luck? I couldn't wake up. Evidently, my spirit had no power over my body when that wanted to sleep. It looked like I had to keep wandering, want to or not. I recalled last year, when I had gone off without even being asleep. When Soulcatcher somehow pried me loose by means unknown and for a purpose I never divined, which she might do to me again, particularly if anything I'd done lately had caught her attention. There was a good chance the whole thing had been just a game to her, something to while away some time while fragments of her scheme fell into place. Or maybe she'd been experimenting, or both things, and maybe more. What we know for sure about Catcher is that she walks in chaos and her motives are changeable. I must be driven. I figured that as long as I had to stay out there, I ought to keep scouting around, working in my sleep. Ought to have the old man double my pay. How much is 2 times a